All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin our last and final shiur on Gan HaEmuna. So we are picking up on the bottom of page Saf Lamed Vav. And actually has a very beautiful conclusion here today. Schora Ushma Emuna. Listen to this. La'ar HaAmar La'el. Based on everything we learned above. Sarich Shekol Isek HaAdam Ba'olam HaZeh Yeh LaHasik V'liknos HaSemuna. It turns out that based on everything we've learned, that a person's primary preoccupation should be to understand, to acquire emuna. Right? If there's one takeaway message that we take from the Sefer, is that emuna is at the center and at the core of everything we do. A person requires emuna in order to be successful in life. And therefore, I have to spend my life trying to figure out how to acquire it. Kimo Shomru Chazal, this is actually a beautiful insight. Sha'ilah harishona, sha'sholem ha'sa'adam achar p'tiraso. So the Gemara discusses the questions that a person is asked after 120. Those are the questions. So the Gemara says, what's the first question a person is asked? Nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. Now we'll say, now the way we normally translate that is, p'shuto shal inyan zeh, sha'sholem ha'sa'adam, im kol ha'masa u'matan mischar sha'asa v'olam hazeh, haya be'emuna. So we'll say the way this is classically understood, nosata or nosasa vinosata be'emuna means, were you an honest businessman? Which there's so much to say about this in general, that the first question that a Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us after 120 is, did you conduct your financial affairs honestly? Were you an honest and ethical person in the realm of money? Did you cheat people? Did you cheat entities? Did you go ahead and do things kidasu? Then that's the first question that's asked. Aval hadrashu, but the Mechaber says there's a deeper meaning to this, and this is so beautiful. Page Taf Lamed Zayin. Shesholem asa adam. The real question is, ha'im haschora shesacharta ba ha'isa schora shekorim la emuna. So the Mechaber, this is such a beautiful chiddush. He says, no. Nosasa v'nasata be'emuna means, were your primary dealings in life focused on the acquisition of emuna? Were your dealings primarily focused on how to acquire? So in other words, instead of reading it, nosasa v'nasata be'emuna, did you go ahead and conduct your business dealings with emuna? Honestly, it's nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. Were your primary dealings in life, your primary transactions in life, focused on the acquisition of emuna? In other words, so says the Mechaber, the first question HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us when we come up after 120 is not how much Torah we learned, and is not how much tzedakah we gave, and is not how much time in the kapitla chavtilam. I said those are all important things. The first question he asked me is, did I spend a life focused on the acquisition of emuna? Did I spend my life trying to acquire emuna? Kanisa emuna. Did you acquire emuna? Lamarta emuna. Did you learn emuna? Macharta emuna. Literally, did you sell emuna? Limarta emuna. Did you teach emuna? Hazar kosev ala pasuk. The Zohar comments on the following pasuk. Hayelchu shnayim yachdov. Bilti im noadu. So the pasuk in Amos says, if two people walk together, is it possible that they wouldn't get to know one another? Shashem yispara chofech kama vekama olamos, kedei sheyifkeshu shnei b'nei adam v'yedabru me'atachlis. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes changes, turns upside down multiple worlds, so that two people should meet each other in order that they should be able to exchange concepts or ideas based on emuna. Hamaskana hayotzeis midivrei hazohar hi. So what's the point of this statement of the Zohar? Shekol hamefkashim sheish la'adam heim lilmod emuna. This is a very dramatic statement. It turns out that according to the Zohar, every single interaction we have with another person is for one of two purposes, either to teach me emuna or to teach someone else emuna. Every single interpersonal interaction that we have in this world serves one of two purposes, to learn emuna from that person or to teach emuna to that person. Nimtzeinu l'meidim. So we'll say, first of all, when I saw this yesterday, I was so blown away by this drasha. Because again, I'm generally blown away by the drasha of nasasa v'nasata be'emuna, that the first question that Chash Baruch Hu asks us is, were we ethical with our money? Right? Were we honest? To me, I've always found it so dramatically amazing that the first question seemingly has nothing to do with my ruchnius, but I will say, but now it does, and I'll tell you something interesting. You see, the Mechaber doesn't even need such an incredible drasha. You see, in order to go ahead and be honest in business, what do you really need? You need emuna. Why? Because I will say, otherwise, remember we spoke about this before, that the taiva sometimes in being dishonest in business is that, I mean, I would assume, I'm not a businessman, but I would assume that the taiva of being dishonest in business is a feeling of, I need to get more. Everybody, it's good. It's a healthy thing to want more. That's not a bad thing. So, but when a person has emunah, they recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So being unethical or being dishonest is in no way going to serve my purposes. In other words, it's going to hurt me. So a Baal emunah recognizes that I have to be honest because it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm saying, even just in the actual pshat of the question, did you conduct your business dealings with emunah? What it's really, it is a shayla of emunah. It is asking, were you a Baal emunah? The Mechaber is just taking it in a different way. He's saying, life is all about emunah. And so therefore, the first question HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us is, nasasa v'nasata be'emunah. What were you preoccupied with in life? What was your primary occupation? What did you trade? What did you barter? What did you buy? What did you sell? And the answer I have to be able to give is emunah. Because at the end of the day, life is all about emunah. And the Mechaber says, and again, this is so dramatic, every single interaction, Rabosai, is about emunah. Either the interaction is there to teach me something about emunah, or I am there in order to teach someone else about emunah. Last paragraph. Therefore, it turns out, I will say that emunah is the true wealth and the true measure of success in this world. And it is also the true metric of success in the world to come. And there is no end. There is no end to ultimately, again, its milus and its importance. Ashrei hazocha le'emuna shlema uberura. And praiseworthy is the one who is able to acquire a complete and clear emuna. We'll say postscript, turn the page. Taf lamed ches, sof dover, it's not over yet. Acharei shalad madner, let's just finish up this piece. Acharei shalad madner asa etzos l'chaim shal emuna. Now there we'll say that we've learned so much about the etzos to achieve a life of emuna. Tzichim lahadgish shekol kiyom ha'etzos ha'tovas ha'muvos b'sefer zeh. Tuluyos be'ikar b'yediya shakolatova. We'll say, really, if you in the prerequisite, ultimately, again, to emunah, is a recognition and a belief that everything is for good. Hakolatova, everything is for good. Which we'll say, again, remember, if I believe that everything is latova, then by definition, that's where emunah comes from. They're really interdependent. In other words, if I have emunah, then I believe hakol is latova. If I believe hakol is latova, all is for good, then I could be a baal emunah. Because I will say, in order to appreciate that everything in life is for the good, So we'll say, this, by the way, is an incredibly important piece. He spent a lot of time on this in the beginning of the Sefer, and apparently felt it was so important that it comes back and reviews it, which is the only pathway to emunah, the pathway of seeing Hakol Tova, is Hisbodidus. We'll say we have to carve out time to think. A person has to carve out time to reflect on life each and every day. Not reflect on life, you know, I'm going to see what I say. People carve out time to relax, but to be honest, relaxation often is distraction. In other words, when I relax, I would like to distract myself from the things that I'm busy with all of the time. But when you distract, which is not a bad thing, but when you distract yourself, you're busy with something else. That's not his bodidus. His bodidus means I silence everything in my life. His bodidus means literally all I'm doing is I'm alone with my thoughts. I'm alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not davening. I'm not learning. That's not his bodidus either. I'm just literally thinking, sitting and thinking. Finding some type of atmosphere of serenity to be able to think. And the Mechaber says when a person is able to do that, then they're able to contemplate about HaKol Tova. They're able to review the events of their life, try to see the good in it, and ultimately to reach a level of Emuna. Lachin, Yira Kol Echad Lizariz Es Atzmo Laharbos Betfila, Sheyizke Lekaimes HaNhaga Shal Shosh Es Bodus B'Choyo. This is amazing. So what do you have to do in order to achieve a level of Es Bodidus? You have to daven for his bodidus. Wow. Incredible. What does that mean? We know exactly what it means. You have to daven. You have to have siyata dishmaya. To have, he calls it an hour. I'd say a half hour. Where nothing is happening in your life that you could silence everything. Well, not that something's always happening. But that you could silence everything to be alone with your thoughts. Can you imagine that? Could imagine such a thing like this. A half hour where you're just alone with yourself. You're just alone with yourself. Just to kind of, this is a person that has to daven. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will give them a time of his bodidus. Va'yidezeh yiske lios adam ma'amin. Ve'lo ye'alav shumdin. The Baruch say, through his bodidus, a person becomes a man of emunah. Ve'yiske v'chala brachos kimo shekasov. Ish emunos rav brachos. And I was saying, the Mechaber ends off with the bracha, that if we're able to carve out the time for his bodidus and really think about the quality nature of our lives and who we are, we will be able to see that HaKol HaTova, everything is for good. We'll be able to cultivate ultimately a strong sense of emunah. And as the Pasuk says, Ish emunos rav brachos. He who has emunah is he who has much blessing in life. Shkach HaBosai, Mazel Tov, we should be Zoche Mirtz Hashem. To internalize the beautiful teachings of this really truly magnificent sefer, and in Mirtz Hashem become true ma'aminim. Shkoyach. What's our next sefer that we are learning for Elul is Tomer Dvora Rav Moshe Cordovero. We are starting on Sunday. I know normally Sunday is not a Musar or Hashkafa slot, but it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. Everything changes on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Mirtz Hashem will be doing the first daf of Menachos and immediately following this year, the first few minutes of Tomer Dvora. Tomer Dvora is, there's a version that is split up into 30 days. So really my goal is going to be, Mirtz Hashem, to finish it over the course of Chodesh Elul. And then Mirtz Hashem, during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, or maybe over Elul and Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And then Mirtz Hashem, we will continue our journey through the Sifrei Musar. Shkoyach.